The next production coming up at Everyman Theatre is by the Pulitzer Prize winner, John Patrick Shanley. It's his newest play, came out just last year. It's Outside Malingar, and it will be running from December 9th through January the 10th. And it's my great pleasure to have in the studio Beth Hilton, who is a resident company member at Everyman Theatre. And Beth, I was just sort of glancing through your most recent CV and Blithe Spirit, Hay Fever. So quite a lot of life, light stuff. And this is a romantic comedy as well.
Yes.
Is that by design or do you kind of mix it up as you go along?
Well, it's not by design. You, as an actor, you kind of get what you audition and you book things, but it's been a nice little run of comedies this year, which has been nice. And I've done some heavy hitting stuff in the past, so it's nice to have had a little run of some comedies and romances and all that fun stuff. So
the saying goes that it's actually more difficult to do comedy and lighter stuff. You can really get into the meat of a drama, but the playing with the audience can be more tricky when one's doing something lighter, right?
They say that death is easy, comedy is hard. That's the saying. There's a lot of math, really, in comedy. I mean, this is different than a Noel Coward. It's not quite as specific in terms of like your timing and your things like that. There's more nuance in this, and you get to play it a little bit more like a drama, although there is comedy, but it's not a 1-2 bum bum thing kind of playing of it. But definitely comedy requires a lot of skill, and you have to be always listening not just to your scene partner but to the audience as well, because you have to have a room for them to laugh. And so as we get into audiences next week, I think we'll be playing around with that some, but maybe not with the same kind of attention and detail that you have to give to Noel Coward. A little less precise, more fluid, more character driven, I think.
So it's billed as an unlikely love story. Two introverted 40-something neighbors whose family are in a bitter land dispute. That suggests a little bit of Romeo and Juliet. Is there something that one can draw from that?
Yeah, I think it's a little more lighthearted than Till Death Do Us Part kind of thing with Romeo and Juliet. But there is definitely this, the whole history and a land dispute, and it's Ireland and it's raining all the time. So it's a lot of the mythic things and the mythic stories behind it. It's like the Irish version of the Hatfield McCoys, I guess, maybe. But so there's a lot of, I think, fun to be had and fun to be mined with that for the audience. And the characters are kind of familiar, but not familiar in a way. They're both eccentrics and they're in the middle of their lives. You know, we're in our 40s, and I think you get to, you know, it's a lovely little Valentine, I think.
So we know that you can do English since you've been doing a lot of Coward lately. How are you with Irish?
It's not my best, but I like dialect work a lot. And so Gary, our resident, was very helpful in the beginning. So when I'm talking about Rosemary, I try to talk in dialect, even outside of rehearsal, so it doesn't feel like something I'm putting on, so I can authentically kind of speak through it and sound like a person talking instead of an actor saying lines. But I'm getting there, I think.
Really looking forward to this. This is John Patrick Shanley's newest play. It's a romantic comedy. It's called Outside Malingar. It'll be running at the Everyman Theatre from December the 9th through January the 10th. More information is on the website at everymantheatre.org. It's been such a pleasure to be speaking to Everyman Theatre resident company member Beth Hilton.
Thank you
so much. Break a leg.
Thank you.